From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns continues his series of studies in Psalm 119. The subject of this psalm is the Word of God, expressed in a number of different ways. As he expounds the teachings of this psalm, Dr. Cairns is emphasizing the theme of living clean in an unclean world. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. First, please enjoy this devotional thought taken from Morning and Evening by C.H. Spurgeon.
This morning's text is found in Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28. Come unto me. The cry of the Christian religion is the gentle word, come. The Jewish law harshly said, go. Take heed unto thy steps as to the path in which thou shalt walk. Break the commandments, and thou shalt perish. Keep them, and thou shalt live. The law was a dispensation of terror, which drove men before it as with a scourge. The gospel draws with bands of love. Jesus is the good shepherd going before his sheep, bidding them follow him, and ever leading them onwards with the sweet word, come. The law repels. The gospel attracts. The law shows the distance which there is between God and man. The gospel bridges that awful chasm and brings the sinner across it. From the first moment of your spiritual life until you are ushered into glory, the language of Christ to you will be, come, come unto me. As a mother puts out her finger to her little child and woos it to walk by saying, come. Even so does Jesus. He will always be ahead of you, bidding you follow him as the soldier follows his captain. He will always go before you to pave your way and clear your path, and you shall hear his animating voice calling you after him all through life. While in the solemn hour of death, his sweet words with which he shall usher you into the heavenly world shall be, come, ye blessed of my Father. Nay, further, this is not only Christ's cry to you, but if you be a believer, this is your cry to Christ. Come, come! You will be longing for his second advent. You will be saying, come quickly, even so come, Lord Jesus. You will be panting for nearer and closer communion with him. As his voice to you is, come, so your response to him will be, come, Lord, and abide with me. Come and occupy alone the throne of my heart. Reign there without a rival, and consecrate me entirely to thy service.
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
Rejoice!
Rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now ye
this. He hath opened heaven's door, and man is blessed forevermore. Christ was born for this, Christ was born for this. Good Christians, all rejoice. Celebrate Christmas Lord. Thy hearts are singing for joy. He is bringing rejoice. The Savior is born. Rejoice. Oh, tell the wondrous story of God in you.
At this season of the year, the thoughts of God's people turn with special emphasis to the miracle of the Incarnation, the incomprehensible truth of Emmanuel, God with us. The Apostle John wrote, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Prior to the birth of the Lord Jesus, Joseph was told, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." To assist you in meditating upon the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ into the world, we're happy to offer a unique publication called The 12 Days of Christmas. Written by Roger Ellsworth, an experienced minister and writer, The 12 Days of Christmas is a small paperback book containing 24 devotions, each including a short scripture reading, several paragraphs, and a concluding To Think About section that draws lines of application from the text to modern-day life. The book is intended to help the hearts and minds of believers to focus on the wonder of the Incarnation, as well as to encourage unbelievers to come in repentance and faith to Christ. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make this inspirational booklet available free of charge to our listening audience. You may have a copy simply by contacting us by phone, email, or regular mail. You may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or if you wish, you may write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Again, that's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We encourage you to request your free copy of The 12 Days of Christmas while supplies last.
Thank you.
Today, Dr. Cairns continues his series on the theme, Living Clean in an Unclean World. The text for the entire series is Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the final portion of his second message, focusing on the 10th verse, With my whole heart have I sought thee, O let me not wander from thy commandments. In this message, entitled The Importance of a Vital Prayer Life, Dr. Cairns is explaining what it means to live clean. As the second part of the text implies, there is danger involved in seeking to live clean in this unclean world. The psalmist prayed, O let me not wander from thy commandments. The Bible contains many examples of men who wandered or strayed from the obedience to God's word, many times with very disastrous consequences. Yet, the first part of the text provides the defense against losing the clean life, for the psalmist prayed, With my whole heart have I sought thee. A heart that is completely given to God will be characterized by a fear of sin. May we be more encouraged than ever to go on with God in the place of prayer.
And now to bring God's word for today, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
There's a price for going through with God. There's a price for living clean in an unclean world. It doesn't come by wishful thinking. It comes by dealing with sin in the presence of God. The psalmist knew that. But thank God there's a preciousness to it. There's nothing in the world that's worth losing this blessing. I've talked to Christians, and when they have been faced with particular temptation or some pull to get them to go astray, they've put it like this. When I think of what I've received, what I now enjoy, I wouldn't give that up for anything. You see, there's a preciousness in knowing God, a preciousness in being able to get through to God, a preciousness in seeing the shining countenance of the Lord spreading light through life's pathway, and even in the darkest passages and trials of life, there's a preciousness to that. When you've tasted that preciousness, you'll not want to give that up for any bauble or trinket that this world has to offer. And he saw the power of it, the power of meeting with God. This is inherent in what he's praying. Wherewithal shall the young man cleanse his way? Lord, I have sought thee with my whole heart. Let me not wander from thy commandments. He's saying, Lord, there's a power in meeting with God. That's where you get the power. We all need to learn this. You're not going to get power to live a holy life reading books on sanctification unless you get on your knees. You're not going to get power in any part of your life by learning a bunch of theory. Now, the theory may be all very biblical, and I am not against you reading books on sanctification if they're sensible, biblically based books. A lot of what's written in that subject's rubbish 100% or well nigh 100%. What I'm saying to you is, this is a matter of the heart. This is a matter of faith. This is a matter of a living fellowship with a living God through a living Savior. We read in Ephesians 6 this morning about the battle and the armor, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. The hymn writer put it well, each piece put on with prayer. So you could say, stand therefore, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Having your loins girt about with truth, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Each part of the armor, Put on the breastplate of righteousness, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Put on the helmet of salvation, praying always with all prayer and supplication. Take the shield of faith, praying always. So on down. Take the sword of the Spirit, praying always. No matter what you do, each piece put on with prayer. That's what it's all about. There's a power. Notice what Paul writes. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance. It's not easy. Anybody, and I know that people talk, maybe they don't intend it. Lloyd-Jones used to, this is one of the things he abominated, I think. He loved to abominate things, and they were usually abominable. But one of the things he would attack is this notion, people, oh, just pray about it. We'll pray about it. As if prayer is the easiest thing in the world. Anybody who thinks that has never prayed. You never know. Now, there are times when praying lifts the soul right to the gates of glory, when you soar and you... That's glorious. But you never know there's a devil until you start getting through to God. You never know the darkness and the attack and the viciousness of hell until you really start doing business with God. And so, it's not easy. Watching thereunto with all perseverance. Literally being sleepless. Sometimes that's got to be taken quite literally. Being sleepless thereunto. Now that was God's answer then. And this is God's answer now. How are we going to live clean in an unclean world? Take heed according to God's word. And then maintain a vital prayer life that is going to be seeking God constantly with God's word and God's commandments and God's gospel and God's Son in our view. Will He hear us? Will it work? Will this work for you? I don't ask you to take my word for it. Jesus said, ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. The Lord said through Jeremiah in chapter 29:13, that ye shall seek me, and you'll find me, when you search for me with all your heart. We're not playing games. With all the heart. If we seek Him, we'll find Him. It was said of Judah, a beautiful text in 2 Chronicles 15:15, that Judah had sworn with all their heart and sought Him with their whole desire. And He was found of them. That's the story. That's the answer. The Lord gave them rest round about. And He'll do the same for us. Here we are today. We're in an unclean world. How do you live clean in an unclean world? Well, our text this morning tells you the sure defense against the danger that's posed by the uncleanness that surrounds us. The sure defense is a vital prayer life. May God teach us that. Define our lives by His commandments. Avert the danger and raise the defense as we meet with Him in the place of prayer. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let us all pray. Just a moment, the meeting will be over. You'll be free to leave. One of the questions I said that never changes is the question, how shall a man be just with God? How can I be right with God? How can I be really right with God? The answer is God's way, not your way, not my way, not church or sacrament, but Jesus Christ alone. We ask you, are you right with God? If you're not saved today, though I have been preaching to professing Christians, yet I have to say to you, if you're not saved, there's grace to save. And there's power to deliver. We'd call you to faith in Christ. Come and seek the Savior. Don't go away without Christ. We'll be happy to talk with you in the things of God. And if you're a Christian, you have been wandering out of the way of God's commandments. You know it. You don't need a preacher to prove it to you. You know it. You know the darkness that it brings. It's time. It's time to seek the Lord. It's time to do business with God. It's time to repent. Cry to God for restoring grace. Again, let me invite you to remain as others leave. It's my joy to help you seek the Savior. Father in heaven, bless thy word to all our hearts. Start with the preacher and move throughout the congregation. Lord, we pray, teach us what it is to live according to thy commandments. Grant us to know the power of a living faith and a living Christ to produce a joyful liberty of obedience to God. O Lord, we thank thee that liberty is liberty from sin, and there's no liberty like service for Christ. Lord, bind us to the Savior. We pray that thou wilt give repentance to those who are not saved and saving faith. Lord, give, we pray, a broken heart to everyone who's been erring. Lord, save any of us from becoming a Saul. God, save us from that folly. Lord, we pray that thou wilt graciously move. We pray that thou wilt put the barriers up. None here will become a David or a Solomon or as bitter as Asaph. Oh God, we pray that thou wilt graciously restore our souls. Thou art our shepherd. It is thy work to restore the soul. Lord, do it, we pray. And as we live this week and in the will of God through the rest of our lives, as we live, Lord, we confess we're in an unclean world. The filth of the world is everywhere. Lord, we ask thee in Jesus' name, give us grace to live clean, to live Christ-like lives. Separate from sinners, glorifying to God. Hear our prayer. May the joy of the Lord fill our hearts. The peace of God reign within our souls. The power of the Holy Ghost inform our service that we may truly live for thee. Part us now with thy blessing and keep us, we pray, in thy fear the beginning of all knowledge and wisdom, and grant that the beauty of the Lord our God will be upon us now and evermore. We pray, giving thee our thanks, in the name and through the merits of the precious blood of thy Son and our only Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.